Hi, I'm Kent Mayor Dana Ralph, and I want to say thank you for joining me for our weekly update. I want to recap some great things that happened around Kent last weekend. So Saturday was a beautiful day. The sun was out. Kent Parks had their T-ball, toss ball, jamboree out at Service Club ball fields. We had 16 teams. So much fun to see those little guys playing toss ball and T-ball. We also had Kent Little League opening day up at Ryan Bruner Field. So many teams. It was a lot of fun to be up there and congratulate all the teams for coming out for opening day. Council member Boyce and council member Troutner were also in attendance and got to celebrate all those great Little League teams. Clark Lake Park had an Earth Day event. So we had over 60 volunteers out at Clark Lake Park removing invasive species and planting. Really fun day to get out and show our love for our planet. We also had Healthy Kids Day at Kent YMCA. So all kinds of different activities up there, but want to give a special shout out to our rec team. They were up there with a Boots and Blooms event. So if you've never been to one, tables full of little potable plants, pansies and that kind of thing, and then a big bucket of rubber boots. Every kind and color, pattern and shape. The kids get to fill those boots with soil and then plant that plant and take them home. I am telling you, smiles all around. It was a lot of fun. And then the RFA had a fire engine up there, and so the kids got to go over and grab a hold of that fire hose and use it to knock down cones. Last activity that I want to highlight was the first annual Blue Origin Earth Day Fun Run. That was held in downtown Kent. They started at our Carousel Park, at our space theme park, really fitting for Blue Origin, and they had a 1 mile, 5K, and a 10K run all through the valley, really well attended and fantastic event, and I cannot wait for that to happen next year. Also this week, I want to give a big shout out to our West Hill Cambridge neighborhood. They had their annual neighborhood meeting, had a chance to go up and spend just over an hour with them answering questions about what's going on in the West Hill, things that they're seeing in their neighborhood, take down some concerns that we can get back to them on, and just overall have a fantastic conversation. Finally, as we are in Passover week, I want to wish everyone celebrating a happy Passover. It is clear that we are headed into spring and summer. There is a lot going on around our city. Tomorrow, April 27th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., down at the Kent Police Department on the 4th Avenue side is our drug take-back day. So if you have any leftover prescriptions, things that you're done taking, whether it be aspirin or prescription drugs, any kind of medication, drop it off and we will safely dispose of those drugs and medications for you. Again, that's Saturday from 10 to 2. Going into next week, on Tuesday the 30th from 6 to 8, we have Hops with Cops. This is a very popular event. The police chief and many of our officers are going to be hanging out at JP's Tap Room and Grill. And so if you've got questions or concerns about what's going on within the public safety realm or with our police department, come on up to JP's and join us for Hops with Cops. The last police department event that we have to talk about is coming up on Thursday, May 9th from 6 to 7:30. It's going to be held at Highline Community College Student Union Building, and it's one of our community meetings. These are the meetings that we try and move. We have them a couple times a year. We move them in different places around the city. Just really a chance for the community to come out and hear from the police department. It's a little more formal than the casual gathering like the Hops with the Cops. You will be hearing some presentations from our police department on some pressing issues, and then afterwards have a chance for question and answer. So again, that's going to be on May 9th. From 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Highline Community College in the Student Union Building. All right, coming up on Saturday, May 4th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. is our annual litter and graffiti cleanup event. Public Works and the Police Department, all of our amazing community volunteers, and we work to beautify Kent all around the city. We've got multiple locations, so you can attend the event that is closest to you. If you take a look at kentwa.gov/talkingtrash, we provide all the supplies, the gloves, the great little vests that say volunteer on them so everybody can see, and the trash pickers. And we just ask that you come out and help us take care of our beautiful city. It's definitely a team effort. So in advance, thank you to all the volunteers that are going to be there for our annual cleanup event. All right, here's a big one, and this is going to be so much fun. We have space all weekend next weekend. We're partnering with the Kent Community Foundation, Kent School District, and some amazing sponsors to bring this event to you. On May 3rd, we're going to be celebrating National Space Day with a free movie showing, at Carestone Park. So our space theme park right down here in downtown, we're going to be showing A Million Miles Away, which is the story based on retired astronaut Jose Hernandez and his journey to become an astronaut. If you have not seen the movie, I highly recommend it. We're going to start at 7:30. Bring a blanket, bring a snack, and join us at Carestone Park. Moving into Saturday, we have our STEM Festival coming. It's going to be at Esseso Schoewer Center from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Absolutely free. Bring the family, bring the friends. If you've got little kids or you are a big kid, there is going to be something for everyone at our STEM Festival. One thing that I'm really excited about is from 2 to 3, Jose Hernandez, the NASA astronaut that the movie is about, is going to be there. He is our keynote for the event. I'll tell you, I saw this movie when it first came out on Amazon Prime, and I thought, this is an incredible story. I'm really excited that we get a chance to meet him and that he's coming here to Kent. So I hope to see you all at the STEM Festival on Saturday. All right, as you can see, so many fun things going on around our city. I am gonna try and attend as many of those events as I possibly can. So if you see me, come on over and say hi. I would love to chat. And again, we will see you next time.